Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Carbon capture materials research from Oxford, England, has developed new technology to convert CO2 into plastics, fertilizer, and heat storage. The company has just received $500,000 in Grand Challenge funding from Alberta's Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. Peter Hammond is the Chief Technical Officer for CCM Research.
We can either source the carbon dioxide directly from flue gases, but we can also use carbon dioxide that's produced in brewing and that sort of thing.
As Peter Hammond explains, the heat storage technology takes advantage of an exothermic chemical reaction.
And importantly, that reaction is also reversible. So effectively, when we put the carbon dioxide in contact with the treated fibres, we get heat given out, and that could be used to heat water, be pumped around a house, for example. But as the reaction is reversible, it means that we can reheat those fibres, perhaps by using solar or wind, to drive the CO2 off again. So effectively, you can store the energy and use it whenever you want to.
CCM Research will build a pilot plant at a municipal landfill to refine its engineering and production forecasts. Thanks today to the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.